Welcome to Simplifying Life Through Technology. Joining Mark, Michelle, Marshall, and Zach in the podcast room today, we have Hans of Debotech. Debotech specializes in crafting high-quality carbon fiber and advanced composite products. Hans shares his experience working with SoundVision as a client and discusses his background in marine operation and carbon fiber to create his own custom outdoor TV lift that would later be produced by manufacturers. Be sure to listen to hear behind-the-scenes exclusives from Hans' experience working with companies like General Motors.
Hans, we have actually used your home as an example for a couple of different print articles and industry publications.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
So Debotech is a carbon fiber manufacturer. We produce pretty much the majority of all the carbon fiber product for General Motors on Corvette. So we primarily deliver straight into the OEM for Corvette and products of alike. We doing a big program right now for Cadillac as well. So General Motors is our primary customer. They're obviously a great customer.
Yeah, being huge.
Hard to get any better out of the company they are. And very demanding. You know, I used to be heavy into motorsports and different types of aspects of product manufacturing and building.
Do you actually do the carbon fiber manufacturing here and ship it to Detroit?
Detroit is where all the design happens and where the headquarters is. But like for Corvette, manufacturing is in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
So the manufacturing plant for Corvette is in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Okay.
So, the answer to your question is we build all the products and or some of them may ship to a sub-tier supplier for another process.
Sure.
We provide like interior products and some of our carbon fiber interior products go to the leather company and then they produce it into a door panel and then it ships Bowling Green,
That's
Kentucky.
So cool. So when they came up with the new design of the Corvette, you were probably early on like NDA type stuff when they were coming up with it because you were going to fabricate the panels.
Here's the funny thing about doing OEM carbon fiber work or OEM any manufacturing for a production OEM. They're working on model year cars. We're working on model year 25, model year 26 right now. So we're always NDA. We're always lockdown shop kind of thing. People always want to go, can I come do a tour? Can I come do this? And it makes it difficult because we have to protect the rights of General Motors because we're working on stuff that the public obviously doesn't know, public can't see. So we're doing development way early on.
Can you answer the question of how much of that do they shut down and never actually comes out?
Very little of it because
they
plan it very early on to the point that if they know they're building composite parts or certain particular manufactured parts, then they're pretty embedded. You know, I mean, they're spending billions of dollars in development for new programs. They're invested in all of the development, engineering, tooling is huge, right? I mean, to do tools for big injection molded front fascias and rear fascias and things like that, it's big money. So they're spending millions of dollars with manufacturers to develop these parts. So it's kind of hard for them to pull the plug, right? So they have to do their due diligence. Yeah. I mean, I do have to say General Motors, you know, engineering wise is a phenomenal car, right? The performance of the new C8 is unbelievable. Mm. I mean, I personally own a 2019 ZR1 and there's nothing like it. I mean, it's nothing short of a street legal race car.
How did you come about us or what were you searching for? Or how did our relationship begin?
Interesting in its own right, just from all my friends and things that I've dealt with around and the fact that we're in the same park.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm behind the scenes per se in the OEM world and a lot of times in the racing world. You know, we've been a manufacturer inside Talbot Point Business Park now for going on 20 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, you get to know a bit of your neighbors and you know a lot of people and Zach had some mutual friends and somebody passed the information along and I knew a lot of the things that I wanted to do because early on when we built the house, you know, we designed and built our own house and whatnot back in, we moved in 2008. So when we were in there, it was Grand Concerto and Nuvo systems, which was at the time was
cutting
good.
Edge,
it was cool. Yeah,
it was cool. So, you know, we had 17 zones in the house for music and whatnot. But obviously with change in technology and things that we wanted to upgrade and do just from meeting with Zach and the things about it, you know, of course, none of it's cheap, right? I mean, we all know that, electronics, and especially in this day and age. But I got to tell you, you know, that the one thing that I really enjoy, and it's just because that's who I am anyway, I really love people, and I like friends, and I like making friends, and I like working with people I like.
We would have never guessed that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I really do like working with people I like, you know? So it's been a real good synergy for all of us because I love all you guys. I mean, Michelle as well, and the fact of how awesome your customer service is. I mean, if I've got a problem and it's Saturday afternoon and I can text one of the boys, and Marshall's king to it. He remotes in and fixes it, and then I'm back online. And then, of course, when you're doing, you know, unfortunately, we had the contractor catastrophe with our pool deck.
And oh, yeah.
Had to rebuild our pool. I'm glad I lived through it. I mean, I look back now and the only thing I lost was time. Actually, the coolest thing about it is, I mean, I look at it now and I'm very happy that it happened. Because if it didn't, I would have been with my old design of pool, and there's no difference in what it is today.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so the fact that it got all jacked up and now it is what it is, I mean, I'm okay with it getting jacked up. Right?
I think it's absolutely worth mentioning that Hans's hospitality and appreciation throughout every one of our projects has been unmatched, and we certainly appreciate that.
Not only is it awesome to be able to work with you, but the projects we get to do are so freaking cool.
Well, we learned a lot. I mean, you know,
I've had many conversations behind the scenes.
We thought we had some solutions, and unfortunately, things that are advertised to do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, it was a very frustrating time. I mean, not only for me, but for the guys, because the guys come out and they work really hard and they install equipment. It's supposed to work. And, you know, it's rated to do this and it's advertised to do that. And you load up A, B, and C, and you hit the go button, and it's like nothing.
So Marshall, because our listeners don't know what we're talking about, why don't you describe exactly what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. Hans has one of the most unique outdoor pool projects we've ever done, and it was a pleasure to be a part of it. But part of that project is a really massive, I'll call it, TV lift that comes out of the outdoor kitchen area. With the size TV that Hans chose, he really put the project to the test.
And the granite, right?
You know, that was part of the problem, right?
Too much weight.
No, a Sunbright TV is rated. It weighs X amount. The original, and I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but the original lift system was fully rated to hold this TV, right? So
on paper, anyway.
On paper. We designed and built everything involved with the kitchen, the TV, the pool, because all that construction happens well in advance of putting in a TV or putting in a lift. So we do all this work. All of a sudden, we go to install it. We install it, hit the up-down button or the let's even just turn it on kind of thing. Yeah. And I think it went up three times and chewed up all the gears in it. And
I don't know if you know or not, but behind the scenes, we were having a lot of conversations with the different manufacturers, and it's very uncommon in our industry to have an expert in the actual like mechanics of how a lift works and how it's engineered. And how, so we're talking, usually Zach is talking to the engineer at whatever company, and the guy's saying all this stuff, and he's going, well, our customer like does this.
Well, and that's what we had to do. So we go to a new manufacturer, and that manufacturer's in California, which was interesting. My background comes from a lot of marine application, right? Well, you deal in marine application stuff. When I started doing carbon fiber work, I worked for a company in Charlotte, and we manufactured carbon fiber sailboat spars, which is a big stick that comes up out of the middle of the sailboat.
Oh, okay.
And when I first started for the company, I was doing aluminum extrusion stuff. We were doing all aluminum spars. They wanted to start a company and do it in carbon fiber. They hired a guy to do it. And unfortunately, he was kind of like some of those lift designers, you know, they had no clue what they were doing. And so the next thing you know, I'm a 25-year-old kid, and they're going, well, give it to Hans, man. He'll figure it out. So I mean, I just
figure it out.
I mean, I just figured it out. So we started building the only continuous fiber one-piece hollow sailboat spar in the world. And that's how
goodness.
I started in carbon fiber. So
it's awesome.
Dealing
that's
in marine,
so cool.
You deal with bad environment. Right? Yeah. Salt, air, aluminum, carbon, things like that. They become anodes and
things we even have to consider with a beach house.
Yeah. Galvanic corrosion's bad news when you're talking about things that you're doing in marine applications like at the beach and things like that. So we contacted and, of course, got with this new manufacturer, and you know, he said, oh, I got a lot of marine experience and da 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 da. And so they had done what they thought was going to be their design. And eventually they sent out the first one. We got it. And it was like the same thing. You hit the go button. It was like, ain't going to work. I mean, it ain't gonna touch this thing. And so Zach said, well, you know what? Maybe we ought to just forego all this kind of guesswork. And so he got me hooked up with the owner of the company. And next thing you know, I'm designing half his lifts and things for his company. He's like, dude, that's awesome. I'm going to be using this.
Take a moment to engage with us. Use the hashtag SoundVisionPod on social media. Drop a comment, share your thoughts, or just let us know you're out there. Fire up those social media accounts and hit us up with hashtag SoundVisionPod. That's SoundVisionPod. And let's make this a podcast community. We can't wait to hear from you.
So on this next one, man, this is an outdoor environment. So, you know, all your aluminum doesn't need to be raw. It needs to be anodized, right? So anodize it. All your stuff needs to be powder coated.
Oh, my God.
Powder coated, you know, and you got to be using stainless fasteners. You can't be using, you know, just standard steel fasteners. They're going to corrode in weeks. Yeah. And so he's like, oh, man, this is great. And so literally, we basically built this entire design lift custom with this manufacturer. And thank God he took it on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got to give him kudos. He took it on.
Well, and, I mean, it's a huge win for him.
Well, he stuck behind it.
You designed one. He's now got everyone going forward.
Probably true.
So,
and it's okay because his flexibility and his improvements reflect on y'all's
product. And this exact situation is very much a part of our vetting process when we choose to keep a manufacturer or to ditch one or the other. These circumstances certainly weigh into that for sure.
And that's a good point. And how they receive this dude. But for him to kind of go, wait a second, like this guy really knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
We can probably benefit from this. It helps us to vet a manufacturer. Now we know the next time this guy is going to really work with us if he has to.
He was a nice guy. That's what was probably the most awesome about it was, like you said, the guy could have easily been like, I don't need this job. I don't need to deal with this problem. We had already designed everything around the original picked items, right? I mean, obviously it was a lot of ticket items to do the whole thing. So, you know, going back, if you were just doing one lift and one TV, obviously, you can put more emphasis on one lift and one TV. But when you're doing a laundry list of complete revamp, full tower, all the stuff, the audio, video, TVs, everything that we did came down to, you know, he could easily stepped out and bowed out. But luckily, the relationship was really good. And we hit it off right away. And he's like, man, I really appreciate you helping me because I want to raise the bar on my product.
Yeah, sure.
And I said, man, I'm just here to help. I need one lift, dude. And the ability to have repair parts if I need them. Yeah.
Something that was kind of funny, Michelle, in doing our marketing and advertising after your install was done, we had a few national publications that reached out, saw some of the social media feeds.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wanted to learn more about your project, specifically us and you and how we deployed it. And there was some interest in the manufacturers that were used. And I told the person when they called to interview me, I said, every editorial we read is this sunshiny roses story about how everything worked perfect. And I was like, I'm not going to tell you that story. I'm going to tell you how this thing had issues. And she was like, this is fantastic. This is the story I want to tell. So that editorial was written about from an angle more of problem solving than anything. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Well, it doesn't always go smooth, peachy keen. So you got to be able to think outside the box. The coolest thing about it was he was willing to think outside the box.
Yeah.
And I mean, now it just kind of blows people's mind that, you know, because you walk out there, you would never know it. I mean, there's still ongoing things that, unfortunately, with the way contractors are and things like that, even the guy that I finally got to help me do the job when COVID hit, everything was in shutdown. I spent 6 months out there working on it every day myself. I was paying my kids. I was paying high school kids out there to sling rebar and carry rock. And I mean, dude, I gotta get this pool built, man. This thing's going to be the death of me. So ultimately, there's fine-tuning little things going on. And as a matter of fact, we have some really unique awnings and things that are coming out because because the pergola's installed now. The guys are out there painting. And as a matter of fact, the guy was out there this morning and they're painting this new pergola that was done. And once it's done, you guys need to come out because it's probably a lot of things that you can tailor to. And it's another local company here in Mooresville that does it. John Alden's his name, and he's a phenomenal guy. And
we love meeting.
This will end with you really well. That was another company, right? You know, this is all custom. So, I mean, I drew it all. I did it all on a computer, drew it all up, designed it. I mean, even the mounts and everything down to the footers and the whole deal. And the guy takes it on. He goes, I'll build that. You know, so now I've got a great relationship with them. And so, you know, the painter's out there and all of a sudden this guy's wanting to stand up on this looks like a 1.5-inch thick piece of slab granite. You know, I'm going, dude, you ain't standing on that. I mean, that's actually only a carbon fiber lid with a veneer of quartz on top of it that nobody would ever know. Because, again, back to the whole weight thing of the Sunbright TV and the mechanism and everything else, it's like, how are you going to slap on a 250-pound extra slab of granite on top of it? So the fact that I'm in the carbon fiber business, I built the lid out of carbon fiber. And then we veneered it with the same countertop material and island material. But when you look at it, it looks like 1.25-inch thick, 1.5-inch thick piece of solid granite, and it weighs about 5 pounds.
Well, Hans, we are so appreciative of all the work, and thank you very, very much for coming tonight and for joining us here for some fun.
Well, let me answer your major question, right? I mean, what is Sound Vision to me? They're family, right? They're my friends. They're some of the greatest people. I love the people in my life that I want to spend time with. So I'm here to support them because y'all are my friends, right? It is business. It is a business relationship to some extent. But when you cross that bridge of, okay, we're going to do business together, it's a whole different scenario. Mm. I mean, I love you guys, right? I mean, you do great work. Your customer service is second to none. Marshall's a text away for me. You know, if I got problems, it's, you know, it's never, you better fill out a service request or you better do this. He's, I mean, it's like,
don't say that.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's to log in and hit reset, right? Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to draw the line where you can hit reset. But just in general, you know, it was never a question after my experience working on the Troutman home that I had the opportunity to do what we needed to do in Raleigh. So obviously there are other companies in Raleigh.
Yes,
but it meant more to me to do it with my friends and my family to make sure, because I knew I'd be taken care of. And I knew I'd be taken care of if there was any problem. So, you know, it's electronics. Things kind of go on the fritz every once in a while.
Yes, they do.
And half the time it's out of sight, out of mind. You know, when you're dealing with certain customers or certain vendors, once they're done with you, you're just a check and we don't want anything else to do with you. And, you know, I can honestly say there's a lot. I mean, Marshall was at the house the other day. We're looking at a lot of upgrading of lighting. You know, we've got still a lot to do with blinds. So, you know, our future and the things that we're going to do will continue on. And, you know, I'll tell you right here today, I have no problem at all. You need any customer referrals, you need me to talk to any customer you got, I'm your guy.
Well, Hans, thank you so much.
Thanks,
pleasure.
You get some food and some drink, and thanks again.
Anytime. All you right. need me, just ask.
Love it.
Thanks for joining us for Simplifying Life Through Technology. To learn more about Sound Vision, visit our website at soundvisionlakenorman.com. You can follow us on X at SoundVisionLKN. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at SoundVision LLC.